Hi, everyone. This is Rico and Tony. We're the Altieri brothers, and welcome to the Art of Hair podcast. For the last four decades, we have been hair industry leaders as salon owners, celebrity hairstylists, platform artists, educators, and mentors in the awesome world of professional beauty.
Our mission is to inspire and motivate you to become the best hairdresser, the best artist, and the best person that you can be. It's time. Time to reach for the stars, to let ourselves dream, and then turn those dreams into reality.
This is your time right now. So,
let's do this. Everybody doing out there? This is Tony. I'm with my brother Ricardo, and we've got a real sentimental podcast for you today. We've reached a milestone. We just finished our first season. We're going to summarize. We're going to highlight them all. Just to start us off, I'd like to thank all of our listeners out there, because you guys are the ones that are taking us on this ride. You know, in the beginning, I didn't think it was going to be actually as difficult as it's been, but I'm really enjoying it. I hope you are too. Why don't we start with episode one? And what episode one is, Introduction to the Art of Hair podcast with Ricardo and myself, the Altieri brothers. And it's a podcast that's created to inspire and motivate hairdressers worldwide. We'd also like to share something with you guys. After four decades of experience in the hair industry, leaders, we'd like to invite you to join the conversation, to be a part of our dream, to be a part of our team. And I'd like to thank you very much. And I'm going to push it over to Rico because I know he's ready to start talking. Rico?
From here, Tony, I'm going to go into episode two. Episode two, what we do is we talk about our careers together in the hair business from the very start. We talk about our journey from the beginning to right now. We go over how and why we created the brand of the Altieri Brothers and everything that came out of it. We go over how we started out as bright-eyed dreamers, and that is what led us up to our big break, a break that changed our future forever. We also talk about our salons, our shows, our travels, and the challenges that we face on a daily level, working side by side, the high flyers in the hair industry. In this episode, we also share our philosophy about obtaining success in our lives. And to boil it down, that success is work hard, have fun, and be grateful for everything that God gives us. So check this out. You'll get a foundation for the whole podcast series in episode two, The Origin Story.
Awesome. And, you know, episode three is the second half of the origin story. And once again, I'd like to agree with Ricardo. Everything he said was awesome. And the ride with Matrix, you know, traveling to maybe over 40 countries, doing 5,000 live presentations, you know, always sharing our craft with other hairdressers, shaking hands with hairdressers worldwide. I'd like to just say it's been awesome, especially working with a family. We're going to get into family because I've got all sorts of people we're going to talk about today that have family business that are in the hair industry. It's weird how I think there's more family businesses in the hair business than any other business. I'm not sure, but I think so. Rico, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. If you look at it, geez, I would say probably 50% of every top hair company, in a sense, is kind of like a family business. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. And we're going to talk a lot about them today because in our episodes for the past 3 months now, we've got awesome big name hairdressers that are huge family businesses. We'll talk about that later. Our very first podcast we had besides Besides the Origins. It was with a very intense dude, and I really love this guy. We worked with him for Matrix, and his name is Alan Papaleo. Enrico, talk about Alan for me, would you?
Okay, well, Alan, as you said, is a good friend of ours. Alan is a one in a million hairdresser. And what I mean by that is I've never really met a hairdresser quite like him. He's very unique. He's an international hair artist with over 30 years of having his finger not just on the pulse of hairdressing, but he's also a fine artist and a martial artist. So Alan is accomplished in all three of those disciplines. His painting is just as amazing as his work behind the chair in the salon and on stage as an educator. He was also trained in martial arts as a black belt under the famous actual Chuck Norris himself trained him. So he's got great training in all three of those disciplines. And in this episode, he shares how and why he thinks that all three of these disciplines enhance one another and how they make each one better. So don't miss Alan in episode 4. He's amazing. You'll really love the practical advice that this revolutionary hairdresser gives in this episode. He's a present-day Renaissance man, and check him out in season 1, episode 4.
That sounds fantastic, Rico. You know what I love about Alan? He's got incredible hands, and he works for Ergo Brushes. And let me tell you, we're going to talk about Robert Reed, who's the owner and founder of Ergo Brushes. But you can also get online, and Alan does has got video. If you go to ErgoStylingTools.com. That's it. That's exactly it. And you can watch him work, and you'll really love the way he works. You know,
actually, I'm sorry, Tony. It's AskErgo.com.
Fantastic. You know, as we move into episode 5, this guy, it's really weird relationship that Ricardo and I have with this guy. And I'm talking about Alan Edwards. And the reason being is we've worked like side by side. And what I mean by like next to his salons were next to our salons and so on and so forth. But we really never got to meet the guy personally. And when we did this podcast with the guy, I really got to know him. He's got a lot of passion. You know, he's owned numerous salons in Southern California. And he's also worked on stage worldwide. He lived in Tokyo for 6 months and he did a lot of stuff there on TV. And he's just an excellent educator. And his hands are worth a ton. They're like gold. His hands are gold. And he loves to dry cut. I'm a big dry cutter myself. So I really respect his work. And I just like to say thank you to Alan Edwards for spending some time with us. Episode 5. I want you to check that out, and I really want to hear your feedback on it.
Alan is amazing, and he shares in there just about his passion for hair that he has. Yep. And he's older than us, and he's not old, but he's older than us. And
he's a handsome dude.
Yeah, he looks great. He's in great shape. He's not even near hanging it up, though. I don't think he's ever going to retire, Tony.
No.
I think he loves doing hair so much that he just will never retire.
Alan eats, breathes, and hair. So, you know, I got to give the dude credit. And let me tell you, he's got a great partner, too, in crime that works with him.
After episode 5, that takes us to episode 6. Episode 6 is all about Presley Poe. We had the chance to interview Presley about her journey from the very beginning to her becoming an ultra force in the hair industry right now. She also explains to us how she looks at hair and shares her insight into her creativity, which is awesome. When you get to hear like what's in a hairdresser's head and them talking about the kind of hair they do, that really helps you become a better hairdresser and look outside your own box. Tony and I think I can confirm this, Tony, that you, as well as myself, think that she's headed to be one of the next true superstars in the professional hairdressing industry.
Well, we've talked about that. Because please look at her Instagram, you guys out there. I think it's Presley Poe. It's shocking how on point her hairdressing is. I mean, her hair color is on point. Her cutting is smooth. It's sexy. She's got fantastic hands. She's a beautiful gal. She's like a piece of work. And you'll see what I'm saying when you see pictures of her. She's just downright smoking hot.
Yeah. She's a piece of art. Not as well as doing art. She is art.
No doubt about that.
And she's super well spoken. So people will love to hear her speak.
You know, let me tell you something. As I was doing my homework for this podcast, what I dig about, I was watching a bunch of Presley's videos, and she's also a smoking hair cutter. And when I watched one of her videos, she was cutting a shag, and episode 7 was all about the shag haircut. You know what I dig about the shag? There's so many variations about the shape. There's so many different ways to cutting the shape. You can get real conservative sorta, and then it can get real funky and punky. But what I do dig about it is just the freedom you have when you're cutting it. And another thing about the shag, I never knew Paul McGregor, who was the original creator of the shag. And what a shag haircut is, you guys, it's just different variations of layered hair. You know, you can go real funky and long on the top. You can go real short and cropped through the nape area. So it's all basically left to you and your design and the way that you go about attacking it.
Yeah, that episode was great. And you know, it's great to have layered hair coming back.
Yeah.
I know you and I are both excited about it. And let's see where it takes us. You know, it's already going to open up haircutting tremendously because layered hair has not been in for years. I mean, very layered hair. So that's awesome. It just opens up.
It's freedom, baby. It's freedom. It's freedom. And you know what? We talk a lot about hair cutting, but you know, in our business, we have to talk a little bit about business. And that's what is episode 8. And we were featuring Jeff Schwartz, and we had a great hour conversation with this gentleman about family, about the past, about the present, the future, and everything that we could talk to Jeff about. And Ricardo, talk to Jeff because you're really personable with him.
Jeff, he's a great guy. He is, as we say, between us, he's probably one of the most popular people in the whole industry. He's definitely one of the most popular executives in the hair industry. He is also one of the most accomplished. In this episode, he'll share with our listeners the ups and downs of his long career from his time at Matrix Essentials to the present time now as one of the founding vice president and head of sales members of the blockbuster hair care line, Olaplex. Yeah. And so Jeff, he came in and helped establish Olaplex from the very beginning as its head of sales. And another thing that I love about this episode, Tony, is that in it, he gives like the inside scoop on how and why this revolutionary company took the industry by storm. So that's super cool. You're going to hear it from the person who was there helping it happen on why he thinks it did happen and how it happened. So don't miss Jeff Schwartz in episode 8 of season 1.
Yeah, I love Jeff. And I'd like to thank him for being on our podcast too. And we still stay in touch now more than ever since our podcast. And it's nice to see his face. It's nice to see his family. And I just like to thank him and thanks for joining us. Just talking about haircutting, I've been doing a lot of this lately. Episode 9 is all about the pixie, and the pixie is I mean, it's just not just that it's so damn fun to cut. It's a challenge too, because you really need to pick the right person. You need to pick the right face shape. You need to pick the right personality. And, you know, the Pixies, it's sexy, it's sensual. And women sort of...
I think it's lack of hair is what's so sexy, because it opens up those beautiful features that women have, their eyes, their ears, their beautiful neck. It's my favorite haircut.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite haircuts. And let me tell you something, episode 9 was awesome. And Rico and I talk about the Pixie in full, and I think you're going to absolutely love it. And you know, another one of my favorite haircuts was in episode 10 when we talked about the bob, Rico.
You know, the bob haircut is actually, if you think about it, it's probably the most prolific haircut in the history of the modern world, which means that the bob is probably done more than any haircut there is, all the different versions that it has. On this episode, we share our take of how this haircut, which was once judged to be the ugliest haircut on earth, to how it became a roaring craze in the 1920s. And we touch on its resurgence, led by the godfather of hairdressing, Mr. Vidal Sassoon. In this episode, you will find an understanding of why the haircut remains a force through all the celebrities that wear it, and of course, all the public who request it. Like literally, Tony, if you think about it, it's probably requested millions, many millions of times per day in all the salons across the world, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you can put Fidel Sassoon's name into a paragraph, and you're definitely going to have a geometric line to it, no question.
Yeah, exactly. So check out this episode number 10. It's fun. It's informative. It's the history of the bob haircut. So check it out in episode 10 of season 1.
You know, talking about a famous gentleman in the hair business, and that's going to be episode 11. I want you to really get on this one, because this guy's amazing. And I'm talking about Tony Rizzo and the San Riz styling design team from England. Talking about a combination of different skills. You know, he's got a lot of Sassoon in him. He's got a lot of TG in him, and he really puts it together. And he's just awesome on stage. He is the originator, along with Anthony Mascolo, of the Alternative Hair Show. And they're thinking that they're going to reach out virtually this year to almost 2 million hairdressers.
You know, that show is so amazing. He'll talk about it in depth. I mean, everything about it, you'll hear how it came into being, why it came into being, all the people that have done the show over the years, and how it's still going strong after like literally 38 years. We're fortunate enough to be able to be invited to do the show. You must be invited to do the show in the 2000s. And then again, we got invited to do the show this year. And this year, the whole show is going to be done virtually. So it's all done digitally. And that's how people watch it. They watch it digitally on their website. And there's going to be about 2 million people checking in and checking out the show. So be sure that you guys see that show. And also, Tony's one of the most humble guys. So when you see how accomplished he is, and then you see how humble he is, wow, you will love him, and you're going to love this episode.
And once again, talking about family businesses, this guy's from Southern Italy and his whole family's involved in the hair business. His two sons are in it. We're going to have them on our podcast in upcoming.
He started with his brothers, and now his
sons.
Now his sons.
And It's just, you know, the torch has just been handed down generations through generations. And I just like to applaud Tony Rizzo for being on our podcast, spending time with us. And I hope to really, really get to know this guy even more than I do now.
That's episode 11. And then that takes us to 12. And can you say game changer? That's what our next guest is all about. In episode 12, Kai, as we call her, Kailani Goodwin. What she does, she talks about how her journey started as a professional hairdresser by obtaining a degree in chemical engineering. Then she went on to the Aveda Institute, where she gained her professional license to do hair. She did all this because she wanted to be able to create her own hair care line from the ground up. So she went that route. In the process of doing that, she is unbelievable in hair color. And of course, she does hair cutting and styling incredibly strong as well. She talks about how she started from the beginning and how much of joy that she gets now from doing hair behind the chair and also on stage and in classes. And she loves to share her knowledge, and she'll talk about all of her experience that she's gained over the course of her career and how her true passion is really just relating everything that she's learned over her career to the other hairdressers in the industry. And that's Kailani Goodwin, episode 12.
Yeah, that was an exciting episode. I loved it. If I think back, I think that the chick almost made me cry during that podcast, only because of the way she was talking to Ricardo and myself. And it really comes from the heart. It comes from her soul. I'd just like to thank Kai for joining us with the podcast. And I can't wait to get back with her maybe next season or something like that. We'll get something going with her.
Hey guys, this is Ricardo. I just wanted to get in here for a second and tell you about a product line that Tony and I have developed just for you. It's a line for professional hair artists that are looking for every advantage to take their work to the next level. The line is called The Art of Hair, and it is a line of professional hair care products to use in the salon behind the chair that will help you create the best results you have ever seen. The way these products perform is truly incredible. It's all due to a very few things. First is our refusal to put our name on anything that is not the best in the industry. And next, we use the highest quality ingredients that's containing a botanical blend of antioxidants that will strengthen and hydrate while creating the healthiest hair on earth. The Art of Hair products are the most innovative, cutting-edge, performance-driven products to hit the market ever. Let's take your salon game to the next level. Go to altieri.com. Your clients will love you.
You know, well, early we were talking about Alan Papaleo working for a company called Ergo, and episode 13, talking about a famous gentleman in the hair business. It's all about Robert Reed. He's the president, he originated, and he is the man behind Ergo brushes. And if you are in the top 10% of hairdressers that love to style hair, these are the brushes and tools for you. Ricardo, I know you love to blow dry hair. You take it real serious. Mm-hmm. And you can put the best cut and shape into a haircut. And if you can't finish it.
Yeah, if you can't finish it, it won't go far. It doesn't have any
legs.
Exactly. And so basically what Robert tells us about in this episode is how and why he started Ergo. He did start earlier than that with other companies like KMS and Sassoon and did some great things with them. But then he wanted to have his own business. And so he founded Ergo Styling Tools. He'll talk about why and how he started the company. And he also shares why he feels that his brushes are known to be the best in the industry, because he really has developed them and done everything through his team. And so he talks about his educational series. He talks about why his brushes have been developed the way they are. And he's also just an excellent businessman in the industry. So in case you want to hear about some of the business in the industry, Robert and this episode will be fantastic. And that is episode number 13. 1, 2, 3. episode 14, which is Philip Wolf. This guy's episode is truly epic. Philip has gone from somehow impossibly compiling around 2 million followers on his social media to becoming one of the top kids in the industry right now. So what a journey this guy has been on. We talk about how Philip has been able to take his old school beginnings. He started in the old school days and married them with the new school dynamics of having a massive digital presence. He is so talented, so creative, so popular, and yet he remains so centered. He's a centered person, just completely level-headed and knows what he's all about, and he's just kind to everybody. He's a young, vibrant artist. At the same time, he has an old, wise soul. When you hear him talk, you're going to agree with us. You can't miss his story, his insights into the future of professional hairdressing, what he thinks it's going to be. That's really an awesome part of this podcast. And Tony and I, we were both so taken by him. And I think that we're both so proud of what he's done. He's the humble yet fierce hair warrior. So don't miss out on Philip Wolf. That's episode 14 in season one.
You know what's so amazing about this dude? And I'll tell you, first, I guess we saved our last episode for, I guess, maybe not the best because they are all fantastic. But this one with Philip, I've gotten so many responses from hairdressers. He's from the DC area. I spent a lot of my time in the Virginia area in the middle of my career when we were working for Matrix. And I know a bunch of girls that work out at Hairport LTD out there. And they're just a bunch of great hairdressers. And we were talking about the hairdressers in the Virginia and the DC area. And he agreed with me that they've, for some reason, they're really attracted to education, and it really shows in their hairdressing. So once again, I'd like to thank Philip and his lady, Danny. She's his assistant. I think she pretty much does everything for him except the hair, but I know she does ass kicking hair too.
Yeah, she's a hairdresser as well. Strong one.
Yeah, and I can't wait to meet Philip personally, and I think we'll be doing that quite soon. We should be getting on the phone with him. I know he's really stoked on the podcast we had, and once again, I thank him for his time as well.
Yeah, and that brings us to this episode. So when you're looking back on the season, we're highlighting all the previous 14 episodes, and we want you to go back and listen. Why are we doing this? Because we feel that this season that we just did has so much to offer, from every different type of artist that we interview to every type of businessman we interview and the various things that we cover. It's got just a wealth of information. And so that's why we wanted to create these seasons, because they'll never go out of style. These podcasts are timeless. So go back, listen to them. You will love them. I promise you, you will love them. And let us know what you think, okay?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see and hear the response from our listeners. I invite you into our podcast. Go back, take your time. You know, there's beautiful podcasts on there. And it's pretty emotional because it's the end of our first season. It's been an incredible ride. I'd like to feel how what you think of our podcast. I know it's the fastest growing podcast almost in history because our podcast manager tells us that. And it's all because of you guys, the listeners out there that are responding to everything. So I love you. I'd like to thank each and every one of you, as well as my brother, and as well as Alan Papaleo, Alan Edwards, Presley Poe, Jeff Schwartz, Tony Rizzo, Kai, Robert Reed, and of course, Philip Wolf. So just between all of us, I know Ricardo wants to sign off, but thank you very much for your response and listening to us. You've made everything successful. Rico?
Well said, Tony. Yeah, you guys go back now to listen to all these awesome podcasts. You can get a hold of me at 949-698-8017 if you want to talk personally to me about anything or ask questions. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Thanks, Rico. Bye. Thank you, everybody. Ciao. Thank you for tuning in to the Art of Hair podcast with the Altieri Brothers. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For full show notes, full transcripts, and resources to help you become the best, visit us at
AltieriTheArtOfHair.com, and you can also find us on Instagram at AltieriTheArtOfHair.